From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much, everybody. We have got a great show for you today. In fact, about that, Slate on the Internet ran an article this week examining the angry letters sent to NPR news programs. It turns out, more than anything, unhappy NPR listeners write in when NPR talks about celebrities or pop culture, and also when it attempts to be funny. Interesting, huh? Just thought I'd let you know that. Oh, and apropos of nothing, our show this week is going to be one solid hour of Charlie Sheen jokes, interrupted by an interview with Lisa Kudrow, star of the TV show Friends. What can we say? We like to get mail. But before you fire up your Gmail, give us a call. It's 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Anna Maria from Montclair.
Hey, Anna Maria, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm fine. I grew up near Montclair. How are things there?
Cold.
Yes. What do you do there?
I work at a fair trade and organic tea shop.
You work for a fair trade organic tea shop?
Yes, it's called Cara Tea Salon and Fair Trade Eco Market.
Wow. When I grew up in New Jersey, we didn't have fair trade. We just stole the tea. All our tea fell off a truck. Well, welcome to the show, Anna Maria. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a stand-up comedian here in Chicago and host of Vocalo.org, Mr. Brian Babylon.
Hey, how are you? Thank you.
Also, one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, hello.
Finally, the humorist and author most recently of Hail, Hail, Euphoria, the Marx Brothers in Duck Soup, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr. Anna Maria, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Of course, Carl Castle is going to start us off with three quotations from the week's news. Correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on your voicemail. Ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Ready for the magic? Here's your first quote.
I'm tired of pretending I'm not a total bitchin' rock star from Mars.
Oh, gosh.
Who was that?
Charlie Sheen?
Good guess, yes. So this week, all of America became one big crowd staring up at a high ledge where the nation's highest paid TV star is standing, threatening to jump. And then he jumps, and he climbs back up, and he jumps again the next hour in another network. But there's something really refreshing about a wayward star who won't do the standard apology press conference, you know, with his wife standing bravely and silently by his side. Instead of doing damage control, Sheen is doing damage enhancement.
I miss Charlie Sheen for the days when he was a relief pitcher for the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
A little guy called Wild Thing. That's the Charlie I know.
Let's say a couple things about this. First of all, it's way more entertaining than Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
Secondly, this could be the greatest piece of performance art ever conceived, right? It's incredibly, amazingly intricate satire of our obsession with celebrity. Or it's also possible he is delivering coded messages to the rebels in Libya. And in fact, we checked. If you take the first letters of the names of all the prostitutes he's hired in the last 3 months, it spells out a message. It spells out, now
help.
Listen, everybody, I want you to go seize Benghazi and then set up roadblocks to the west, okay? I'll check in later. Bye. All right, Anna Maria, here is your next quote. It happens to be from a voluptuous Ukrainian nurse.
Oh, no.
Papa.
You're not like, oh, no, that again.
Papa is good, and Papa is eternal. He will be victorious, and in 1.5 to 2 months, I will return there.
That voluptuous Ukrainian nurse was lamenting the turn of events that have taken her from what besieged leader's side?
Muammar Gaddafi.
Indeed, indeed. Now, that's very good, Muammar Gaddafi. It was from WikiLeaks that we learned Gaddafi is accompanied at all times by a, quote, voluptuous Ukrainian nurse who, quote, knows whose routine. It's a great routine. He spins four plates simultaneously while violently repressing dissent. It's great. We expect her sudden departure to become an idiom in the future, you know, like, you know, when the fat lady sings. So you'll be watching a baseball game and the other team runs up to score. So you say, wow, looks like the voluptuous Ukrainian nurse has gone home to her mother. It's over now. Meanwhile, Gaddafi himself made another rambling speech this week, as he is wont to do. This time he vowed to fight to the last drop of someone else's blood. Ooh. And also, this is true, he offered his people zero interest loans if they would just stop trying to overthrow him.
Must be nice.
Once the Lion of North Africa, he's now reduced to the same come-ons as a Chevy dealership. Hey, I'm Crazy Mo, I'm practically giving this regime away! All right, your last quote, Anna Maria, is from the first big-name Republican to throw his hat in the presidential race.
We are excited about exploring whether there is sufficient support for my potential candidacy.
Who is that not quite committing himself toward taking that first big step towards the White House in 2012?
Newt Gingrich.
Yes, very good. Very good. Been a busy week for Speaker Gingrich. First, a member of his staff said he'd be announcing an exploratory committee for a presidential run. Then another member of his staff said, no, he wasn't going to do that. Then Newt said he'd be announcing an exploratory website that would explore whether he should start exploring an exploratory committee. But don't make fun of this strategy. It is especially designed to appeal to Democrats. They're drawn to indecisiveness. Mm. They're like, I can't put my finger on what it is, but I like how he can't put his finger on what it is.
Yeah, but he's off Fox News.
He's off Fox News. Fox News suspended him and Rick Santorum because ethical guidelines prohibit. And he couldn't get the rest of the sentence out of his mouth, I guess.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. Leave that there. Gingrich causes a mixed reaction among Republican primary voters. On the one hand, they like his ideas. On the other hand, they realize that if he won, he would be president of the United States. Newt's been in the news a lot recently because of all the references this week to the government shutdown of 1995, which was perceived at the time to be a disaster for the GOP under Newt's leadership. But he now says it was a huge success. So maybe that's what he should do. He should drop out of the presidential race completely and then 15 years from now claim he won.
But you know, hey, Pete, you know, I heard at University of Pennsylvania, a student asked him about, you know, his cutting out on his wife. And he said, hey, if the primary concern of the American people is my past, my candidacy would be irrelevant. Mm. The primary concern of the people is the future.
When are you going to leave your next wife?
Yeah. That's what we need to know. There you go.
Carl, how did Anna Maria do in our quiz?
Anna Maria, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail. Congratulations.
Well done.